This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
They're the queens of comedy folk chaos. Ukuleles in hand, harmonies so tight they'll stick to your head for days. The Talk Shop Ladies are the beloved musical pairing. They're in the studio, live. Talk Shop Ladies, hello.
Live.
We're alive.
It's us.
You're alive.
Look, we move.
Hello.
Hi.
Good day.
Now, it would have been bad if we were here dead. I'm just saying. That would have been awkward, I think.
I've had such a great day. You could have ended there.
Yeah, fair.
Now, thank you so much for joining us for our Radiothon week. It's very generous of you.
Of course. I know, that is us all over.
While you're alive, tell us, how important is Joy to you?
The radio station?
Or the emotion?
Because both are good, yeah.
Do they come together?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. Look, you know what? We've been coming into Joy FM. We were just talking about it before for so long, and it's been a little home for us. Every time we've had something that we want to share, we've been lucky enough to be able to come in here and play directly to the community, and that's been amazing for us.
And such a home for us, because sometimes we didn't pay rent and we had to have someone sleep, so we slept over underneath the desk.
Shower, go, just even to be able to use the bathroom. It's been amazing.
And what are you going to play for us today, girls?
Well, by request from ourselves.
This one's been requested a lot by us. So this is a song called Lesbian Puffer Vest. It's a song about it's a game that we play with our straight friends, where we like to tell them that they're wearing an item of clothing that's like a lesbian item of clothing.
Yeah, it's a game that they don't know we're playing.
Right.
It's very fun.
So we'll be like, oh, I really love your lesbian hat. And they're like, my lesbian hat.
What's
shit, that? I didn't know it was a lesbian hat. And then they have this kind of awkward moment of like, should I take it off? Should I keep it on? I don't want to offend you, but I don't want to appropriate cultural identity. What do I do here? And so we wrote a song about it.
Oh, good. Let's get on with it.
Take it away. Top
here we go. Down the street with my straight friend Celeste. It's getting kind of chilly, especially round the chest. She doesn't seem to mind, and I wonder if she's changed. That's because why else is she wearing a lesbian puffer vest? It's a puffer, 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 lesbian puffer vest. It's a puffer, 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 lesbian puffer vest. It's a puffer, 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 lesbian puffer vest. It's a lesbian puffer vest. Books that she's getting the looks,
oh, yeah.
But it's only from the ladies as she's walking the hood. The puffer performs, the chicks are starting to swarm. She's brewing up a storm in a lesbian uniform. It's a puffer, 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 lesbian puffer vest. It's a puffer, 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 lesbian puffer vest. It's a puffer, 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 lesbian puffer vest. It's a lesbian puffer vest. She didn't know when she bought it at Uniqlo. In fact, she confesses she chose it over some dresses. She thought it looked so cute. She got her husband one too, and now they're driving back to Brighton in their sister Subaru, wearing their puffer, 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 puffer. All right, so now Celeste has got to have a little conversation with her husband, and it's going to go like this.
Hey, John.
Yes, Celeste.
Do you like the puffer vests that I got us?
Oh, yeah, they're great. Why?
Well, did you know that they're actually lesbian puffer vests?
Oh, shit, no, I didn't know that. Can we still wear them?
Well, I don't know, but Melissa's daughter's best friend Shani's lesbian, so I'll ask her.
Righto. Okay, Okay. So John and Celeste, they've got some thinking to do. Do they ditch the puffer vests or add some sensible shoes? The puffers make them feel warm and toasty inside. And the next thing you know, they're on a float at gay pride wearing their puffer, lesbian puffer vest. It's a puffer, lesbian puffer vest. It's a puffer, lesbian puffer vest. It's a lesbian puffer vest.
Thank you.
Touch on ladies. Thank you. That was amazing.
Jeez.
Oh, my Lord.
Guys, you can come over and do that every day.
You know what I've realised? We were just all talking. We've all got lesbian puffer vests.
Right, yeah.
Yes. Right.
It's universal.
It is. I know, I do. Touch more than one, in fact.
The amount of people that when we play that show live that, you know, the straight, beautiful, older couples will come up proudly wearing their LPVs. Aww.
Yeah. Or someone will come up, my husband's got a lesbian puffer vest.
Tuck Shop ladies, thank you so much. Absolutely fantastic.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.